Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join. Hello everyone, we wanted to offer you a brief introduction to our newest product on the propertymanagementmastermind.com site. It's called the Business Development Toolkit. In 2017, RentWorks organically grew by over 360 plus homes. In 2018, we are on pace to grow another 500 homes. All of this has been without any acquisitions by going out to meet the people and earn the business one at a time. This toolkit will provide you all the marketing materials, business development scripts, and follow-up plans in a format you can modify and use. The biggest part of this toolkit is we give you the Lead Simple follow-up plan. Now, using Lead Simple as your contact resource management platform, combined with implementing our follow-up plan, will give you a launching pad to build your business. This was over 2 years in the making, pulling bits and pieces from the best companies in the industry. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied with this product. Check out our site at propertymanagementmastermind.com to learn more about this new business development toolkit. Hey everyone, this is Brad Larson. Thanks for joining us. In today's episode, I have Dave Borden on the line, and we're going to be talking a lot about SEO, making leads, generating leads, working with websites, what's going on in the PM world. And it's a really neat conversation with Dave. Is every time we get him on, he's a very entertaining guy. He knows a lot, and he goes into some very in-depth stuff. And it's going to lead into a real good conversation for you to kind of pick up a few things. I did, for sure. So let's have a listen. And welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. My name is Brad Larson, your host, and today's guest, I have David Borden, Mr. Dave Borden here from PMW. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brad. How are you?
Thanks for having us on again. You're a distinguished guest here, and I want to talk to you a little bit more about kind of a follow-up on some of the stuff we've had previous conversations on, all involving the SEO world. So we can talk at length about SEO because that's one of those things you can never actually strangle to the ground and put your finger on it precisely. The only thing you can do is hope to maximize what you're doing with your effort. So let's talk about the SEO world. And before you even get down that path, just give us a quick intro of who you are, what you do.
All right. I'm Dave Borden. I'm with PMW, which stands for Property Manager Websites. We build, manage, host, maintain websites for property management companies. We've been doing it for about 10 years. We are the 2017 NARPM Affiliate of the Year. We manage about 1,200 websites nationwide, and we're adding a lot all the time. So it is our job to at least educate our customers on what they need to do. We don't do everything for them, but we do need to stay on top of all this stuff and do shows like this so that our customers and any other property manager out there that wants to compete on search, which we still believe is by far the best way to get new business. And you know, you always have to stay on top of it. But the good news is, Google has gotten much more consistent over the last few years. So today we're going to talk about owning the Google 3-pack.
Got it.
Which
Google 3-pack. So full disclosure before we kick off the Google 3-pack, because that's pretty neat stuff because we talked about just briefly in the pre-show. So full disclosure, I am not a PMW customer for the website. I'm a firm PMW believer and customer on the advanced marketing platform. The reason I don't use their website is we have a WordPress site that we use where well, basically, don't fix what's not broken. And you and I've had that conversation. Hey, should I switch? Well, you don't fix if it's you know, if it's working fine for you. There's no reason to switch. However, I'm a huge, huge fan and proponent of the free market estimate provider. I love that whole widget system setup. I think that's one of the giant reasons for our growth is that we're able to capture those leads of people that want the automated free market estimate provider. that's been one of my favorite things. And of course, we also use Rent Screener, which is another one of your platforms tied into PMW, which is obviously a rent type screening platform. And that syncs up perfect with our MLS. So it's really a neat system, because there is going to be some double entry in almost every type of a platform when you use AppFolio. So we decided to go ahead and make the switch, and using your platform on the rent screening side ties in perfectly, because it eliminates the errors coming from the multiple listing service into the website. And so I know that's unique to our market, but I just want to give people kind of a brief intro of our background and using your products. So big believer of the free market estimate stuff, and love the rent screener platform. Always want to make that better as well. So having said all that, I might have to sit back and take a drink of water after that. I want you to go dive right into the Google 3.
Okay.
Because that's super cool.
I certainly appreciate the plug, but that's not why we do this. We do this to put out the info. This is going to be exactly what we tell our customers to do, whether you're a customer of ours or not. This is going to be something that you can do on your own or tell your webmaster to do. These are all very critical factors that we use SEO mods, which we'll go ahead and share the screen with you right now. And like you said earlier, it's always tough to stay on top of this. But the good news is that Google has made it a little bit more consistent over the last few years. Now, they have added the Google 3-pack, which is what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to show you why it's important first. So here's a search for Richmond. Obviously, we have a customer here. Anyone who knows the search engine result page knows these are ads up here. It says very clearly right there. So you can be represented in here easily just by paying some money and being the highest bidder, having the highest quality listing. And you can see this, right, Brad?
No, I'm waiting to see if I can figure out why it's not showing. But anyway, just keep talking us through it. And one thing I wanted to add to the audience is, before you get going here, is you and I talked about this about a year ago. We did a podcast just about a year ago. You're in my office, and we did a couple discussions on this, somewhat of this topic. And imagine what's changed in a year, right? What we talked about a year ago is almost archaic in terms of the lifespan of SEO and lifespan of websites. So a lot of that has changed. And so the Google 3-pack is a new term I've never even heard of until we start talking about it right now.
How about that? Is that working better?
Not yet. I don't see anything on this side, but talk us through it.
All right. So if you can't see the screen, maybe it'll come up later. Obviously, there used to be two clear sections of a Google search engine result page. You had your ads and your organic results. Now there's three sections. This is the Google My Business section, which shows mapping results. And this takes up a huge chunk of real estate on the search engine result page. And a lot of it, and most of the time, it appears ahead of the organic rankings. So it's extremely important now that recent data shows that 25% of the search volume is going through the Google mapping results. So it used to be that 85 to 90% of a search engine result page clicked through on the top few organic results. And then the other 10% went to the ads. Now, about 25% of that traffic is clicking through on the mapping results. Whoever has the best quality score and the highest budget is going to get paid here. There's going to get shown here. However, as soon as you stop paying for it, you're going to disappear. So that traffic is gone.
Obviously, that's why we love organic versus paid, because organic stays there forever. And virtually, as long as you keep adding good content, they will keep you showing up. And the paid is obviously paid. So, and that always fluctuates. And then you have the arguments of, what's going to be your client acquisition cost? What's going to be your pay-per-click rate? What's going to be your capture rate? All this stuff comes in with these confusing metrics. At the end of the day, you just want your phone to ring.
Well, and there's a cost for everything. So that's a financial cost. If you want to appear down here in the organic results, which is down here, there's a cost there too. It involves some effort on a lot of, depending on the market, it involves a lot of effort. Now, what I was talking about earlier, what this is going to be talking about today, is dominating this 3-pack. It's Google My Business. Some people call it the 3-pack. If your listing shows here, this is 25% of all the search engine traffic on a search engine result page now. That's a massive number that needs to be dealt with and understood, which can sound like bad news, because now, great, now I got to figure out organic, and I also have to try to figure out this mapping result.
When you say 3-pack, that's the map.
Yes, this is right here. This is your 3-pack.
Okay, the Google page.
So you type in Richmond Property Management, you're going to see these few results. You can click on more, but these are the three that show up. So you want to be here. You want preferably be number one. And then these are your organic results down here. So if you look, if you're Dotson, you're here, you're here, you're here twice. So you're going to get a significant amount of, they're going to get a significant amount of that traffic. You have to be in each of those. kind of what we use as our guiding principle here at PMW for our SEO is we look at Moz, which is, and I have the link here. You can take a look at this all you want. This is what I'm going to be teaching off of today. Moz.com/local search factors. They update this every year. Right now it says 2017. They will update that at the end of the year. It's probably going to stay very similar. So when I talk about trying to find out how to keep on top of all this stuff, the bad news is now you have a whole other section you have to figure out. The good news is if you look at these factors that matter, and now here's your local pack finder ranking. This is your Google My Business, that map that I showed you. Mm-hmm. This over here is the organic stuff. Okay, these are organic listings. We've talked about that before. If you'll notice, these top eight factors, you got My Business Signals. And I'm going to go into each one of these in detail on this side, which is your local pack. Now watch. There's actually, they list 30 down below. These are the eight that really matter. And these are the ones I'm going to talk about today because we don't have all day. So if you'll notice, look, on the local pack, My Business Signals is number one. But over here, it's also number six. If you look at number two, it's link signals. And on the organic side, link signals is number one. So I think what you'll notice, if I'm correct, is all eight of these factors are exactly the same. They're in a different order. So you have on-page signals three, over here it's two. Citation signals is four here, five here. Review signals, five here, seven here. These are the eight factors that matter for both areas. Now we're going to teach you, I'm going to talk to you today about how to get better at both. The good news is these efforts are going to cross over from the Google My Business and we're going to call it the three pack from here on out. Okay. There is a lot of crossover here. So I'm going to go ahead and hop into each one of these. And remember, we're working off this side, which is the local pack finder ranking factors. So My Business Signals, the biggest number one issue, and this is tough to deal with because this is one thing you can't really change, even though we do have a couple tactics. My Business Signals. So you look at that first one, proximity. Okay. That is where the user is, where the searcher is searching from. So his physical location. So what matters there are a couple things. The proximity to a business. So if they type in a property management company in your market, the likelihood of you showing up is based on how close you are to that searcher. That is the number one factor in Google. So you really can't change that. But one issue we have with property managers is that you guys may have one office location, but you might have 20, 30, 40, 50 listings that are all over the place. And so we need to figure out a way. And one of the reasons that we built our advanced property widget, which I'll tell you how to do it without our advanced property widget. Ours just happens to do it automatically. Is when you have proximity for all of your properties, if you build an HTML page for each of your listings, it's going to show Google that you're doing business in areas other than just your office location. I highly recommend if you don't already to use a to build an if you don't have the PMW advanced property widget, then you're going to have to build an HTML page. And there's other advantages on here that we'll get into in a minute. But that helps show Google that you're doing business not only from your office location, but also all over the city of San Antonio or wherever you happen to be. Categories. It's critical that you put in the correct category. For us, it's property management, leasing. There's only about three categories you can really put in there. Where this gets tricky is if you're also a real estate company and you're trying to put in a bunch of categories, if you're just doing property management, you're going to be a lot more focused. You're going to be able to put in just the few property management categories and you're going to show up better for those. If you have five or six other categories and a bunch of real estate categories, it's going to be a little bit trickier.
That brings up a great question. I'm totally off the wall here because one of the debates I've been seeing on Facebook is that this is on our Facebook page, the Property Management Mastermind Group, is do you break out the sales side of your business into a separate company / website? And outside of that, break out your property management side to a separate website. So you're kind of getting two different like website factions going. I'm sure there's good and bad. It might be six one, half dozen the other. So kind of what's your
not at all. Let me handle that for you because I hear that every day. So We kind of base that on the volume of activity that you do in each one of those businesses. If 95% of your business is property management, then we recommend building a property management site that integrates your real estate experience. However, you focus all the keywords, all the blogging, all the content, everything on property management, because that's what you're trying to rank for. If you're 50-50, then, and it's a lot of, if you're 50-50 and you're a very small company and budget is tight, then we recommend trying to, then we recommend picking one or the other. Because if you try to optimize for property management and real estate, you're going to dilute both. Okay. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
Google looks for what is your website all about? Is it all about property management, which is going to give you the best chance of showing up for those terms? Or is it some property management, some real estate, some commercial leasing? If you're doing a bunch of different categories, it's going to dilute every one of them. And it's okay to do that if you're on a very tight budget. If you have a significant volume of activity for both of those sections of your business, if you're doing a ton of real estate sales and a ton of property management, you know, multiple six figures, seven figures on each side of the business every year, then you need to build a site for both of those. It's worth the extra $5,000 and a couple hundred bucks a month that you're going to spend to focus those experiences. So does that answer that question?
It does. It leads to the debate. It really depends on what is going on in your market.
It's not a debate. If you, it's a decision that you have to make, but I'm going to tell you that if you try to operate both experiences off of the same website and equal, I mean, you can do that, but we need you to pick a focus. Okay. So if you do 80% property management, 20% real estate, we'll give you the tools to show off that you do real estate. And if you send AdWords or something there, it'll be effective, but you don't want, but we're going to focus the entire website on property management.
And yeah, personally, I think
for those terms.
I think focusing on property management is better. I think that's a better business. I think sales are a side effect of good property management leads, because at some point, owners that come to you are going to want to sell the property and or buy another investment property. So that's where you can pick up your sales from. But that recurring revenue of management is phenomenal. And I think people are smarter to focus on the property management side. I know people in, you know, certain areas that love the sales and all that stuff. I'm not saying those are bad things. I'm just saying if you're building a business long-term, you got to pick one or the other, because I think the sales side, it's becoming so cutthroat. And I've had Scott Brady on here before, and it's a pretty interesting conversation to hear what's going on in certain parts of the country to where people are no longer doing it for that old standby of 6%. They're doing it for less, and then another less, and then more less.
$500, we'll throw it in the MLS for you.
They're just doing it for less and less and less and less. So I get that. You know, I get that you're going to have some of that in management, but to a certain extent, it will just bottom out to where the people that are offering less are not going to be around very long. There's not as churn as there is in the sales side. You get people coming in and out of the sales business all the time. In the management side, those that are good and stick around and establish themselves, they can kind of charge within reason and stick there for almost ever and ever. We've never had to deviate what we've charged. We have our three-tier pricing model, and we have never had to go down to try and earn business, and we're still growing like crazy. So that's an illustration point of where the management side of the market is versus I'm hearing radio ads like crazy now of people offering less and less and less. Just like these realtors are invading and they're doing all these different things. You have Redfin coming in, you have these different companies, and it just seems to be a race to the bottom on the sales side. So off my soapbox and giving you back the mic here, keep talking about that, because that was a big debate we've seen on Facebook is which do I pick, property management or sales? Well, I think you're safer as a business. Again, it's me, 51-49 for me, at least for sure. But in our business, it's 95% property management, 5% sales. So we are exactly in that category. Yeah. But if anybody had to, if they were on the fence of which to choose, go on the management side.
Yes and yes. And here's another reason. Property management is much less competitive for those terms. If you're trying to go after real estate, guess who your competitors are? All the REMAXes, all the Coldwell Bankers, Zillow, Trulia. Good luck. You're just not going to get very unlikely to get any kind of front page SEO ranking for a real estate website in any major market. So that's very good advice. All right, so this next one here, and I'm gonna do a search over here. You can still see my screen, right?
I can, yeah.
So I'm gonna do a incognito window here.
You know how to do that, huh?
Okay, I want you to notice this is, okay, so let's go back to the ranking factor, which is keyword in business title. And this is something we started preaching about a year ago because of this very listing I'm about to show you. if I can re-find it. Okay, so here. Okay, so here's a perfect example. Can you see this search term? Read it off to me so I make sure you can see my screen.
Does Austin Property Management.
Correct. That's of importance to you, correct?
We're so trying to expand in Austin. You got it.
Home. Austin Property Management. Now, I'm searching out of Florida. So obviously, if I'm in the market, I'm going to get different results. But with property management, about half of your results are half of your searches are going to take place in the market. The other half are going to take place out of the market because you've got a lot of absentee owners.
Now, read the
what
first
do I see here. Yeah, Austin. Here's an ad. That's great. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Austin Property Management. That's the name of their company. But where are they located?
Central Oregon.
Bend, Oregon. Okay. So all of you out there that don't have a massively valuable brand, go out and change your name, in your case, to San Antonio Property Management, LLC, Inc., if it's available, whatever. And I know that sounds absurd, but look at the results. I mean, obviously, if you have a very valuable brand like you already do, you're not going to change that. But that really matters, especially if you're looking to expand into a new market. The key word in the actual business name is surprisingly important with Google. So well, if the that, search that term...
That last core category you showed us, it was 19% of that ranking factor, correct?
The overall category was 19%. That's so right. Proximity, categories, keyword, and business title. Okay. So obviously proximity, like I said, the best way to overcome that, I think, is to create an HTML page for each one of your properties. It's a lot of work. If you don't have a widget that does it automatically, which if you're on AppFolio or PropertyWare, it navigates away from your site. If you're on a WordPress site, you can't do this because there's no plugin that I'm aware of out there that will create an HTML listing on your website. So it's something you're going to have to do manually, unless you want to use ours, of course. That's a small plug.
Aren't we doing that?
No, you're not, but we'll talk about that offline.
I'm hurt that you haven't offered that to me yet. I'm hurt.
Well, so I offer you everything, Brad. Okay, so 19% is the total category, business signals. So proximity is still, out of that 19%, proximity is the biggest part of it. If I'm at a Starbucks across the street from your office, you're much more likely to show up than one of your competitors 5 miles away. Okay, that's tough for you to change. Categories, make sure you dial those in, get them correctly. And then keyword in the business title. Now, all of you can't go out and change the name of your company. I know that's hard. If you're brand new, try to do that. If you're brand new, starting in a market and you're in Denver, try to get Denver Property Management, Inc., LLC, something like that, because it obviously matters. I mean, the search results don't lie. Any questions on that, Brad? Are we ready to move on to number two?
Yeah, link signals looks interesting. You have inbound anchor text, linking domain authority, and linking domain quantity. So
that's right. Does that make any sense to you?
No, that's all gobbledygook to me.
So okay, but you'll notice on organic, what do we got here?
That's first. Just the bobble.
And look at the percentage.
29% versus 17%.
Okay. This is what put Google on the map.
Yeah.
Links. Okay. So although their algorithm has changed massively over the years, the number one factor is still the exact same thing that put them on the map. So all this means inbound anchor text. Okay. It's who's linking to you, how big are they, and how many of them are doing it? And what does it say in the link? So an anchor text is nothing more. An anchor text link is a link that is a search term. So in your case, you want your links that you blog, that you put out there. If you're saying, hey, come visit our website, preferably your property management landing page. An anchor text link says San Antonio Property Management. And then it links to the correct page, okay? So when Google goes out and looks at the internet, they see San Antonio Property Management with a link off to your website, and that's important to them in both organic and local and three-pack. So all those links matter, and everyone's like, well, how do I get links? And yes, it is hard to get links, and that's why it's so important, because anything hard to do is always the most important, the toughest. Here's what I recommend, okay? There are some directories out there. I don't recommend going out and finding every knucklehead directory you can possibly find. The ones that matter are Internet Yellow Pages.
Internet Yellow.
Believe it or not, that is a massive link. Better Business Bureau. Ugh. Yelp. Hey, all you want. And you know what? I actually do believe that Google is going to start dropping the importance of especially Internet Yellow Pages, mainly because that's what they're trying to replace. But that still has a massive value. In every site we look at, there's a big value to the Internet Yellow Pages, the Better Business Bureau, Yelp, and Thumbtack. That's a new one that a lot of you aren't on, but you got to be on Thumbtack. There's a lot of garbage leads, but there's a few diamonds in the rough there too. And then any local sites that you can think of. But that's what everyone can do. How can you be different? How can you get more links than your competitors? Because that's what matters is who's got. So I talked about anchor text link, and did I explain that? It's a search term that links to your site. That's all it is. Instead of saying rentworks.com/San Antonio Property Management as the link, it says San Antonio Property Management and links to that area of your website. That's all an anchor text link is. The linking domain authority is how valuable is the site that's linking to you. And that's why IYP and Better Business Bureau and Yelp and Thumbtack, that's why those are important, because they have a lot of domain authority. And so they're powerful sites. If you could get a link from Zillow, any kind of college in your town, if you're doing student housing, and one of the local universities from a .edu domain can link to you, that's goldmine. You can get a .gov link to you, an official city or state or federal government to link to you, that's goldmine stuff. But those are almost impossible to get unless you can convince somebody that your website adds value to their users. Okay. One thing all property managers can do is you can ask your vendors, and they might say no. I'm guessing you as a company with closing in on 1,000 properties, you've got some clout with your vendors, right? They probably drop everything to work with you. Well, ask them for a link. They might say no, but you know what? And phrase it as, hey, this will help me grow. You're already my preferred carpet cleaner. So please put a link that says San Antonio Property Management on your website, preferably in the footer where it's going to show up on the entire website, and say, that'll help me out. That'll help me do business with you. That'll help me do more business with you, and we'll both make more money. Now, if you do a really aggressive campaign on that with all of your vendors and 3 or 4 of them link to you, especially if it's a big one like a Zero Res or a Home Advisor, one of the Home Advisor groups like Terminex or one of those, if you could get those kind of links, and they're hard to get, and if you go out and send out one email and don't get any links, you're going to have to do some follow up and keep going. It's hard. It takes a long time. I get it. Those are some tactics that you can do. If you have a realtor that refers business to you, get a link from them, and try not to do a reciprocal link. Okay. And that means I link to you, you link to me. Those kind of cancel each other out, because it's easy to get a reciprocal link. Okay. Cause that just means I scratch your back, you scratch mine, we both get a link. Now, if you can get someone to give you a one-way link on their site that's industry specific, then that is a huge link, and it's going to help you both on organic and in the 3-pack.
I'll tell you, representing all property managers out there, my eyes have glazed over about 5 minutes ago, because we're reaching the Home Depot territory, to where you walk into Home Depot and say, I want to build a deck. And they say, great, here's the list of tools and equipment and supplies and everything you need. And they throw it at you, and you look at it and you're like, can I just pay somebody to do this for me?
that's true.
It's very true, because, I love the insights. And really what it'd have to be, you have to look at each individual website and each person, and then come up with like a top 10 things you have to do for your site. To speak generics are very difficult, because you're not actually looking at somebody's site in particular and say, Brad, you need to do one thing, and here's the top one thing you need to do. After that, go do thing number 2, and then go do thing number 3. So those, really, you're going to be able to do 3 of those. And you and I had mentioned that, because it ties right into some of the things we're doing. So this episode will probably come out right around the same time that we're doing a Pulling Back the Curtain. It's basically a small event that we're going to Denver. Yep. You're speaking at it. I'm speaking at it. We have Deb Newell. We have Mark Cunningham, and it's called
Speaking on This Topic is one of my classes. So
what's really cool is you're doing, I think you have 2 hours of this, and you're speaking specifically on SEO and what we would call making it rain. Then I'm coming in after the you and said, okay, forget what he said. Assume the leads are in your lap. I'm going to show you how to go out and be the closer. So I'm going to show you how to go out in the field and actually get the business, right? Kick in the door and spray the room and throw the grenade in and get out. So that's what we're going to do with that presentation. So Deb's going to come in, and she's going to be talking about coaching, consulting, stuff like that. I mean, she's got a real good
business perspective. More efficient.
Yep.
Optimizing it.
And she's going to be coming to take a look at our business in December. So I need her perspective. And one thing she does really well that's really neat and is she personally interviews all the employees. So the stuff that you think is, okay with somebody, she'll find out something's going wrong and she'll let you know. Anyway, the side event. But Mark's going to come in after that, and he's doing the speech on ancillary businesses. So how to make more money. I mean, essentially all these little side events from property management. So to get away from the SEO conversation, because this is something that we could go down for hours, is you'll be speaking about this in Denver. And then I'm twisting your arm a little bit to do another one of these, probably in the east side of the world, maybe in Atlanta, question mark?
Yeah, I think we're probably going to do that. And again, to reiterate what you said, the idea of the one day is get more leads, turn them into business, run your business better, make money on the units that you have, make more money on the units that you have. Pretty simple concept. A lot of people are doing it, but I think we've got four of the best people in the industry that are actually doing it, and they're going to show how to do it, how they're actually doing it. So it's not going to be a sales pitch. It's not going to be any of that. It is, here's what we're doing to make more money.
And that's what I'm loving, because I'm not a walk on coals, give me some motivation stuff, you know, play some rock music. I don't need all that when I go to a conference. I want the red meat. I mean, where's the cool stuff that's going to help us run our business better, make more money? That's kind of the bottom line. Delight our clients. And so I really love this concept. I think people are going to enjoy it. I'm going to be giving everything I can for red meat at that conference for sure.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message. So I want to transition a little bit into maybe what we could talk about now is some of the new things that are coming up with PMW. So we had talked about a couple of different things, and I just want to maybe give you an opportunity to kind of talk about stuff that's going on with your company.
Well, that's... I wasn't expecting that today, but that's fine. I told you, probably the main thing is we're starting to, the focus of our company has always been great product, great service. But now we're also trying to help people do their SEO and marketing, but not give you a bunch of homework to do. In other words, you know, hey, I don't want you to go home with 50 things that you can't do. So we're trying to make everything automated. So, you know, we have some reputation integrations. We have ways to get reviews. We have chat. We have the advanced marketing platform. We do AdWords and Facebook campaigns. And the reason that we built our new platform, which is called Nest Hub, and I have people all the time that say, why don't you use WordPress? And WordPress is fine. I'm not going to sit here and disparage WordPress, but we could use WordPress. It would be easier for us. It would be free. And we used to use Business Catalyst, which is actually shutting down. And as a result of that, we built Nest Hub. There's a million reasons we did that. Number one the most important is because we feel like being able to write your listings to your website, and I'll give you an example of that right here, is, can you see my screen still?
I can. I was about ready to remove you.
But my dear friend, George. Out of Las Vegas.
Oh yeah.
And you know, the new property widget, this is something you can't do with any other platform that I'm aware of. If there is, go ahead, put in the comments, send me nasty emails, dave@covid.com. If you show me another example, I'll come clean and let you know. But if you'll look at this website, this is George's, here's one of his listings. And that's, you will notice,
audience, so it's lasvegasproperty.management.
Yeah, I got the URL up here. So here you go. Las Vegas Property Management, Las Vegas Homes for Rent. You got a listing ID, but here's another thing you got. The address of the property, 9224 Sterling Hill Ave, Las Vegas, Nevada, blah, blah, blah. So a couple things happen. Number one, this is an HTML page that it lives on your website. So everything that happens on here right now, starting right now, time on site is counting. I look at these images. I'm getting credit for these page turns. I read the description. I'm getting credit for all this stuff. If I go fill out information, I get credit for a form submittal. If I click and interact with a map, I get credit for that. So all of your tenants' search activity is now going into your website. It counts for you, which there's three things that go into a search engine result. There's domain authority, relevance, and then there's usage data. So the busiest section of almost every single property manager's website is their listing page. So if I spend all of my time, effort, watch videos, we have some video plugins on here. Let me try to find one. This is Dora's. Oops,
wrong list. Dora Pinter, leasearizona.com.
And if I go to her homes for rent.
Leaseaz.com is what it is.
So we got this great search widget, but we also, if you have a video tour, which this one does, click on that. I can click on the video. And if I watch this video, 552, if I watch it all of time on site for LeaseAZ instead of for AppFolio or whoever else has it, YouTube or whoever has it embedded. So, and that's the main reason that we built Nest Hub. It's not because we're not capable of building sites on WordPress. It's not because, you know, WordPress has some issues that we're not comfortable with. There's some security stuff there. But ultimately, if you have one or two sites, WordPress is a great platform. Everyone can go do it. But we manage 1,200 sites. So if we're putting plugins and everything into sites and one of them breaks and we've got it on 800 sites, I've got 800 service tickets I got to deal with. Okay. It's not a good experience.
Let's talk a bit about the time on site stuff, because one of the things that's been trending around the industry is the involvement of Matterport, the Matterport 3D tour. Have you seen this type of technology? You know what
it is? Yes, I have.
Okay.
And they have a nice embed.
Yeah. So how's that work exactly? So we're using it. We bought the cameras. We're doing Matterports, you know, a couple times a month. And the whole promise of this is to get time on site where people are looking at that 3D video tour, you know, 15 minutes versus the 5 minute that you just saw with the YouTube stuff. So talk to me about kind of what you think after you've seen it, looked at it, maybe even integrated it with some other sites. What do you think?
Well, that's another surprise question because I'm not totally prepared. However, I do know Brian Frisbee, who works over there. Okay. And we go way back to Rental Homes Plus and RentClicks when we used to compete against each other. And I asked him, I said, hey, is this an actual video or a tour that you can embed on the site? And he said, yes. So I haven't actually tested it to go through and figure out exactly whether or not all of the time on site is working. But as long as what he said, the more people interact with your website, the better you do on the usage data score, period. And it has to take place on your site. So like I said, I'm not trying to disparage any other competitor, any company, but if you're listing, when you click on a listing and it navigates away from your website, you don't get that usage data. And even with our old free rental site widget, it's a frame. So you'll get time on site, but you're not going to get all the page turns, all the page views, and that's a lot of usage data. With the new widget, you're going to get all that. You're going to get full credit for all your page turns, all your image views, all the descriptions, and we'll talk to Dora after this, but the best, we can actually embed the video into the description, which makes people watch it. And I guess I was boring you on the on these factors, but I want to get back to one thing on here and something that we have been talking to. You know, we partner with Virtually Incredible mainly because they do a really good job with all the stuff that we're talking about, the linking, all the citations. So number four on here is citation signals. And what does that mean? When you build your Google My Business page, are you glazing over on me?
A little bit.
Okay, here's what it is. Your name, address, and phone number that is in your Google My Business page needs to be cut and pasted everywhere else that you put it. And a great place to do that is on all of your property listings. So you have your description down at the bottom. You say offered by RentWorks, your name, address, phone number. Even though it may be a different phone number, the phone number has to match the one that's in Google My Business. You may get a few stray calls here and there, but the citation signals matter in this area right here. How many times does your business get cited on the internet? So if you put that in your listings, it's going to get cited every time you run. So that's part of the automatic portion of it. As a property manager, you have to market your rental properties, right? Your owners like you to do that and get tenants in the seats. So while you're doing that, you might as well market your business as well. Put a citation signal out there that's going to show up on your website. And it's also hopefully going to get through in a lot of the property distribution that you do to Zillow, Hotpatch, Trulia, put it on Craigslist, whatever. And it may or may not get picked up through there, but the volume of citations going out there for your company matters here. So if you get, in all things being equal, the more your company's mentioned on the internet, the better chance you have of being shown in the Google 3-pack.
So now we're driving to an actual usable point. So this is kind of neat because I did pay attention there for at least half of that before I glazed it over and was half asleep. But because citation signals here is IYP aggregator NAP consistency. What TF is that? I don't even
Internet yellow pages slash aggregator. So if you, so again, it starts at Google My Business. Here's my company, RentWorks, your address, your phone number. That's what NAP stands for. Name, address, phone number, and also includes your website.
Okay, so the usable portion of this, I'm getting to an actual point, is on the multiple listing service, we put in one of our homes for rent, and we do that, you know, we have 90, 100 homes for rent right now.
Great example.
What do we need to do inside of that listing agreement? Do we need to say a certain keyword inside of that listing agreement? Do we need to go into the YouTube videos and actually add a keyword or something like that? I mean, if there was something that we had to do every single time, we could implement that and it's done. I'm curious kind of what your thought was.
If I go right here, I need to see exactly the same. Whatever you have in here, I need to see this address.
Okay. So you went
this phone number.
You Googled rentworks.com and you pulled up our kind of our business page for.
That's correct. This is your Google My Business. Every citation you do. And I'll give Todd another plug, not because I love him, but because his company does a great job. They put this on every YouTube video, which creates a citation. Mm-hmm. Then they put it in your description. This is our process with them for they do for our clients. Then they create a citation in the description. Mm-hmm. And then, so there's two citations right there. Then it also gets out into distribution, which could create citations on Zillow, Trulia, Hotpads, all that stuff. And it's a tiny factor, but if you've got 50 listings and it shows your citation, which is this, NAP, name, address, phone number. That's as simple as possible. Okay. So the more they see your NAP on the internet, the more popular they think your company is, the more likely they are to show you in a Google 3-pack listing. That's what I'm trying to get at. Okay. So there is method to this madness. It's not just, hey, you know, throw your stuff out there. It's take advantage of the usage data that you should have as a property manager. The busiest section of every single property management site that we have is the Homes for Rent page. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why is that? People think they don't get any traffic on their site because it's all coming through Zillow and Trulia. That's not true. Yeah. There's a lot. If someone is driving around, sees a sign, they will look that up on their phone. They'll type in your company name. Maybe you've got some kind of ad ID on there. And mobile usage counts more than desktop usage for Google now. Google is mobile first now. So if someone's out on looking at your properties and they see a listing sign in the yard, they're going to look it up on their phone.
Say that again. So Google mobile is more important than desktop right now?
Absolutely. So that's why another reason we use Nest Hub is because Nest Hub was built for speed. And if your site is slow, it doesn't render as well on mobile devices, which are generally a slower internet connection. Okay. If you're in your office screaming away on your 250 megabyte download or your gig speed internet, everything's going to load fast. But if you're out in the field using a phone and maybe someone has 3G or something and it takes forever to load, Google doesn't want someone sitting there staring at their phone for 10, 15, 20 seconds trying to get stuff to load. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important. That's another reason we built our own platform is because of speed. We can't achieve the kind of speed that we need on the other platforms. So mobile first matters. And that's where you're getting all your usage data. That probably half of every property management website usage data comes from the listing section. It's a fact.
Wow. I didn't realize the mobile world had taken over that much. I knew it was getting close, but that's
they did a release back in June where they said, hey, mobile first. I mean, it doesn't mean, you know, we didn't see a massive change in any kind of rankings, but there was some. And if you have a slow website, and now look, before all my customers blow me up and say my site's slow, there are certain things that search is second. User is first. So if there's information that you want to show on your homepage or landing page or any of that stuff, like a video or one of those scrolling videos in the background that's pretty and it's important to you, that takes time to load. So you're going to get a trade-off. I mean, we could put three lines of text on there and everything will load just like that. But there's certain business items that you want to accomplish with your website, and those have to be downloaded. Okay, so property management websites with widgets integrated and videos and that kind of stuff, sometimes you're going to be a little bit slower than other sites that have very little load and very little code to load up. So it's not how fast your site is versus your competitors. versus the other people that are showing up for those terms. So that's what matters. So when someone's out in the field, you want to be able to have your listing come up on the phone. And if they sit out in the field and watch a video, look at all your pictures, read all the descriptions, hit click the call, that's another issue here where like you have, I'm going to go through these real quick because that was the whole point. Like click-through rate, mobile clicks to call, check-ins, et cetera, that stuff all matters. So click-through rate is like if somebody does go look at San Antonio Property Management, they see your listing, do they click on it? Do they click on the website button? Do they call you? All those things matter. So what else?
So you have personalization and social signals. Yep. Personalization, what is that? Just as like a custom?
That's your categories. It's the number of photos that you put into your account. So when you build your Google business page, I think you have an opportunity to put up to 10 photos. Put them all in there. You have an opportunity to put up to 5 videos. Put them all in there. And if, when photos, don't use stock. Use videos that you took. Because they're nowhere else on the internet. They're your photos. So that matters. And you want to max out the category, which in property management there's only 2 or 3. And then finally, there's posts. And this is another thing that that's going to improve your click through rate, all that stuff. So you can make posts on your Google My Business page. Okay. You can put a blog post on there. That's great. We highly recommend that you do that. And when people do that, we see that they're getting 3 or 4 click-throughs to it. Guess what happens when you post your properties on there? You get about 15 to 20 click-throughs on it. So those posts only last about 7 days. But if you can make a post, link it to your Homes for Rent page with your list, if you put all your listings on there, people click through. So I know that everybody has having a party right now renting properties, and it's super easy. Okay. We know it's not always going to be like that, number one. So get in the habit of doing it right for when the market starts to suck, which at some point it will. We've had since 2008, we've had a party on vacancy rates and people being able to rent their properties in a week. And when I first got into this business, it wasn't like that. We had 15, 20% vacancy rates at the early part of the century when everyone was getting an easy loan. So those are going to change. But if you put a post up on your Google My Business page with each of your properties, you're going to get a better click-through rate on here. And like we talked about before, the mobile clicks, people that check in, that really doesn't apply a whole lot to your business. Unless you have just a ton of tenants coming in, no one's going to check in and be like, hey, paying my rent at RentWorks. So that's probably not going to be a huge category. But the busier your office is, the more people coming in and out. That's why one of the things that you can't buy is how big you are. The more tenants, the more owners you have, the more usage data you're going to have, the more domain authority you're probably going to have, the more people coming in and out of your location. If you'll notice when you Google a restaurant, it'll show you how busy it is. It has a graph of like how many people are there. They got the little spy in their pocket, that cell phone. Google can track who's going where and who's busy. They can tell whether it's a busy business or not. So all that stuff matters. And so personalization, put up all your photos, put up all your videos, start doing some posts, including your properties, because that's what people click through. And I'm not saying that you're trying to get your property rented sooner. I'm saying you're trying to boost your ranking by what matters to Google. There's two people out there looking at your website. There's your customers and there's Google. And there's other search engines too, but we've already discounted all those because they don't have enough market share. So number one is you always optimize for your users and show them what they need to see. Number two is you keep an eye. If you can cross over and do stuff that also helps increase your SEO score, then you just do that. You take advantage of it. That's going to be my second class in Denver, is how to automate those portions of your business. Stuff you already have to do. I have to advertise. I have to do a CMA. How do we automate those types of things so that our customers get the information they need as quickly as possible, and we increase our SEO in the meantime, and increase our marketing and response?
So a lot of folks are out there might be saying, well, I need a little bit more one-on-one with you guys. How do they reach your team to potentially get some of this more one-on-one?
Well, you can always reach us support@propertymanagerwebsites.com. A lot of people deal individually with people at our company. You can contact that person. I'm available for calls sometimes, not all the time. I'm usually traveling quite a bit. The best way is if we do another one of these shows is to come out and see that. And at the next show, if we do it, which I think we're going to, Mark and I very lightly marketed it, and The room we have fits 100 people, but it would have been really, really tight in there. And we've got 80. So there's still a week left, but I mean, so we expect to have 85, 90, but 80 is a great number. We've very lightly marketed it. So what we may do next time is we'll give the class the day before and have the show, but I think we'll book some personalized one-on-ones for the following day. We may still have an opportunity to do that at this one. But I think that's the main thing. And like you said earlier, I never want any of these calls or podcasts or anything to be a sales pitch for us. I think we do a good job of what we do, but I mainly want to show you how to do it. And if you want to try to do it yourself, great. But if you feel like you don't have time for that, hire somebody that knows what the heck they're doing and as long as there's a return on it, make sure there is a return on investment, because there's plenty of companies out there that will take all of your marketing dollars and then some, and sometimes you don't get the results that you're looking for.
Sure.
So, if you want to figure out how to do this stuff, I mean, I've spent 15, 18 years of my life now staying involved, staying up on all this stuff. And so there's a certain amount that you're just not going to be able to get in an hour or two or 10 or even a week. So if you have the ability to get somebody to help you, mm-hmm. hire a young kid, a millennial, someone like that, that knows what they're doing, teach them this stuff, send them to conferences, send them to NARPM, send them places to learn this stuff and implement it. We go to shows and people get really excited and they're ready to do stuff, and then they go home and they get fires and they have to put the fires out, and they're not as interested in growing their business.
One thing I really like about the pulling back the curtain concept is it's small, and keeping it small like that, I think, is going to be a draw, because we're so used to going to conferences where there's 300, 400, or 500 people in a room, which is totally fine. That's cool. But there's also something to be said about a smaller group where you get a little bit more interaction. In addition to not being as fearful for asking questions. And so there's going to be more one-on-one back and forth a little bit. So I think that's going to be a great thing coming up. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this stuff. We're going to wrap this up here real quick. Any last minute conversations, stuff you want to hit on for any new things coming out?
No, I want people to be able to contact me. My email is, the best way is email, davidkova.com. That's KOHVA.com. And if you have any questions or want some one-on-one time, I'll be happy to do that. I get made fun of for not doing as much as I should here at the office. So that's a good opportunity for me to participate and help them out a little bit. We've also got other people here at the company that can help out with that too. We got Kristen and Abby and all the developers. They all know what they're doing. We got 23 people here. They know what they're doing. They've all been trained at some level on how to do this. So reach out to us. If I can't help you, I'll put you with the person that can.
Appreciate you coming on, Dave. Been a great episode. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brad.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you're in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you'll definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.